Okay, so we could really, we could go on with Tila Kalim forever. You know, definitely to the end of the year if we wanted to. I don't really want to. But I do want to give you a taste of the Halacha L'Maaseh. So the thing we can do is we're going to go through pieces of Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll discuss, maybe outside, mix of inside, some of the issues that come up. L'Maaseh, even if we don't do everything inside, though, at this point, you should be able to understand where things are coming from, okay? So I asked you to read through Shulchan Aruch, but I'm not going to do it in order, okay? Because, I mean...
We should probably also do it in order.
What?
We should probably also do it in
order. Okay, let's start. but look, you know, this is going to be some Chazara, some new stuff, okay? Okay, you go for a moment.
Do it.
If you go to Siv Gimel for a moment... Okay, Siv Gimel is a very simple sif, right? Yivarech al tvilat kli, v'imshnaim o yoter mivarech al tvilat kli. If you are putting in a mikvah one kli, so then you make the bracha of
al tvilat kli.
Right, and more than one tvilat kli, right? That's pretty straightforward. But, if you look in the Shach here, right, the Shach notes, first of all, that there were some people who thought the bracha should be, and this is discussed as well in the Sikkim on the tour, the bracha should not be al-tvilat kli, it should be al-tvilat klei, klei matachot, right, klei matachot, meaning on metal, right, which obviously, why would you make the bracha on metal?
That's what it seems like.
No, remember, we said this is complicated. If you think that metal is primary, I mean, you think that only metal is d'oraisa, so maybe that makes sense. But remember, could it possibly be the bracha al tvilat klei matachot, right, on metal kalim, if you hold like the Maimer Mordechai, that glass is d'oraisa as well? No, right? This is a very extreme articulation of the position.
Only matachot.
Correct.
You don't make a bracha on d'oraisa.
And that creates even more of a problem. The Shach notes, or the Bach thought that was the... That was the minog, right? Was to make it al kli kli matchot, right? Or al tvilat kli matechet, right? Right now, the Taz though notes, and this was I think the two of you just say it, right? The Taz notes that there's another problem to this whole thing, which is if you right, I think there's two reasons why you might not say al tefilat kli matchot, right? One is you don't think it's limited to matechet, right? Either could both the derabanan, and therefore metal and glass are equally chayev, or both deraisa, right? But there's another problem, which is right, not from tefilat kelim, it's just like, is this how we write brachot in general? And the Taz says, if this is what you're going to do, then you shouldn't say al tvilat kli matechet. What should you say? Al kli tvilat kli matechet shel su'da. Right. I mean, once you're getting specific, it's not every metal thing.
That's every kli su'da.
Correct. You'd have to say it.
Every metal kli su'da.
Right. But at any rate, just the fact that there is such a position highlights the issue of the centrality of metal. Okay. That's one point. Oh, sorry. I wanted to make one more point about what we did yesterday, just very quickly. In the Sifrei Zuta, the Sifrei Zuta actually seems to think that both that the passing things through fire is both about Hechsher, right, and about something else, because it says it brings the sugya of removing non kosherness. But it also says you do it on things which are like jewelry, right? So it seems to me that it had two points in it. Okay. Now, as we noted, one of the fundamental questions in Tvila is it d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? Now we've noted that one nafkamina to that question is what was the one we already discussed?
Metal being d'oraisa.
What was one of the nafkaminas, or the classic nafkamina that we already discussed? Safek, but another one is if you skip to Sif Yud Dalid, this is the classic one, is Ein Ma'aminin Katan Al Tvilat Kelim Al Tavlu Lifnei Gadol Hevei Tvila. So, the halacha is, in general, that if a katan does something, if it is about a biblical law, he has no ne'emanut.
Right?
What?
He can't do it.
No. He's allowed to do it. So this is the important point that we got to. There's two points you got to derive from here. You know, let's read Yudalit and Tedvav, and let's make both points. Okay, one is Ein Maminin Katan Al Tfilat Kelim. If a child tells you that he did Tfilat Kelim, we don't believe him. Avalim Tavlu Lifnei Gadol Have Tfilah. But if he does it in front of an adult, then it works. Sif Tedvav in Hitbil Kelim Al Yidei Ovei Kol Chavim. If a non-Jew does the tefillah for you, alta lahem tefillah, it works.
Really?
Aval einona aman ala tefillah, but he's not believed. So we have two types of people who...
So you're comparing a kid to a...
So we have two types of people that... A katan and a non-Jew who can do tefillah kelim, but we don't trust them. Now, from the reason for this is...
We'll trust them if we weren't there.
Right, if you weren't there, but if
it's
you were there,
do it for you. Then it's not a problem.
Correct, correct.
It's like you live across. You live to put the river right by in your backyard, and it does it for you.
Yeah, or you are a caterer, and you bring your workers, and you all tovel it together.
Yeah, or if my uncle needs.
I don't know. You're like, I don't know why I have to come up with a case. I have a river in my backyard. You know, you're a caterer, and you have all your workers come. Some are Jewish, some are not. You go and you tovel all the new kalim, right?
Well, I was thinking.
So, as long as you're there, it's fine. Now, from here, we learn two different things, right? So, which one do you want to start with? The ne'emanos issue, or the fact that a katan and a non-Jew can do it to begin with?
That's good, ne'emanos.
Good. So, ne'emanos is easy. Right? Ne'emanos is easy, and it goes back to something we've talked about, which is that, in general, the halacha is that for biblical law, the only people who have ne'emanut are what?
Adults.
Jewish adults, right? Not ketanim and not non-Jews. Hashem, yes. If Hashem came out of the, if Hashem told me that there was tefillat kelim, I'd believe him too. I mean, I might question my sanity if I started getting prophecy. I doubt I'm Birama, but I know I'm not Birama. Baruch Hashem. So the general halacha is that by biblical law, we don't believe, and by rabbinic law, we do. So the fact that we don't believe a katan or an akum, what might that indicate? Nachum,
that's right.
What?
That's you're right.
That we paskin lahalacha that tefillat kelim is daraisa, right? Which is isn't the position of the Yosef. But according to this, what might not be true in this halacha? I mean, for what things might you believe a katan?
Glass.
Very good, Nachum. Right? That it is possible.
What? Why would
because if you paskin like the Maimar Mordechai, not like Maimar Mordechai, the Pri Chadash, majority of Achornim, that tefillah of glass kelim is only derabbanan, and you think that the reason that we don't believe the katan is because it's
only if you hold like the
tongue.
Look at me.
In focus.
That's only if you hold like the tongue.
What?
It's only if you hold like the tongue that the glass is derabbanan.
This is only if you hold like the prichadash. Correct.
If you follow him, and then he was talking about it being with glass.
Only the bracha is only on metal.
What?
Wasn't the taz that said only the bracha is only on metal?
He cites that, but I'm saying the one who we talked about is wrote now.
They said their cases would only make it a problem.
Now,
if you did
one
it
second. Now, is there any reason? Now, this so far, Adkan, right? I think, right. All this makes sense. Now, what would you do with the fact that Shulchan Aruch does not mention a distinction between metal and glass?
That
they all fall into the same category.
So one possibility is to say that this is a proof for the Shito that the glass is Daraisa. Now, I was reading a Shuvah Ber Uvadia last night. Uvadia was asked about this, and he said, you know, certain Achronim said, you know, someone said to him, he said, why would you hold the glass of Darabana? No Rishon said it. He said, you didn't see the Meiri in the Eshkol. I looked at the Meiri in the Eshkol. It's not clear in any Rishon. I don't know what Rabat is talking about. It's not clear.
He doesn't mention glass. Maybe he doesn't pick it up.
So maybe he thinks it's Daraisa.
Or he just...
Why is not mentioning really making it Daraisa?
Like, there's not really a problem. Like, he's only concerning metal because that's the Daraisa, right?
No, because this is Shulchan Aruch. You're going to hide a big, gaping, like, hole like that? This is practical halacha now. right? Now, so that what the Achronim say is there is another way of doing this, which is that maybe even if it's Derabanan, you wouldn't believe a Katan because there's what's called a Chezkat Isur. Right? A Chezkat Isur. Why is there a Chezkat Isur? What does a Chezkat Isur mean? Meaning that the last thing we knew about it was that it was Asur. And therefore, it's not just that you need Ne'amanu. What you need is to remove a previously known status. And removing a previously known status is harder, and you need a higher level of Ne'amanut. What's the problem with that logic?
If you, if you have a negative on it, how would you be allowed to have the food after that?
No. This is a Ne'amanut question. It had a Chezkat Isur. I mean, the last thing we knew about it was that it was Asur. No, that's not necessarily true. That's what I'm saying. Certain Achronim, I'll read it to you in a second, say that, no, maybe even on the Derabanans, you don't believe a Katan because you only believe a Katan when there's no Chezkat Isur. Meaning, but if there's actually a Chezkat Isur that you have to remove a known Isur, so then a Katan wouldn't be believed even on a Derabanan. Right? But what's the problem with this svara? No problem. What does this depend on? What does this svara depend on?
That what's if there is removing a negative.
Good, thank you. Whether there is such a negative, right? This shita has to presume that there is a negative, meaning that there's an isser in the kli. But as we saw, that's not clear because according to many poskim, there's just a positive mitzvah for you to be tovel it, but there is no isser. So you understand that this small little question of ne'amanus, right, hangs on the question of d'oraisa d'rabbanan, the distinction between metal and glass, and the achronim who say, no, even if it's d'rabbanan, a katan is a ne'aman because there's a known isser status, depends on whether tfilat kelim is in fact removing a negative, in which case it's plausible to argue that it's a Chezkat Isur, or it's only adding a positive, in which case it's only a mitzvah, not a matir.
Which the Katan wouldn't be allowed to.
Correct. So if you look, in which case a Katan would be on a Derabanan.
Yeah.
Correct. So if you look, for example, just quickly, so now look at the Pisgei Tshuva.
Which one?
So on Yudalit. So Kuf Chaf, Yudalit. You can follow with me. Right? Guys, okay. See, like I said, we could have gone inside and everything. Follow with him. Follow with him. So if you can just come around. Or
if you want to follow, you can.
Where'd the second Shulchan Aruch go?
There wasn't.
You guys
were
doing it in front?
The one we found was not even the right book.
Oh, God. Okay. So the Pisgei Tshuva brings this up and he says, Ein mamin in katan. Why don't you believe a child? Lefisha tfilat kelim d'oraisa. Right, because it's biblical, and therefore he has no name on it. Taz, I'm prima godim, etc. Mishrozav, kaz mitzarach iyun. Da'apakli schulchi judarabanan. Right, but prima godim asked the question. But what about glass? It sounds like even by glass he's not Ne'aman, and don't we hold it's only the Rabbanan? Right, which again, we saw as a machlokas in the Achronim, but like I said, the majority of Achronim, despite the fact it doesn't appear in Rishonim, believe that glass is only the Rabbanan. So he says, Gamkin yerdeino Ne'aman, kevan she'eshlo chezkat isur. Right, it seems like he wouldn't be believed because he has a chezkat isur, but remember, this seems to depend on whether
you hold it's removing something.
Correct! Umiyu b'schuchi, kol she'giyad l'moshana, in sarech livdok achar, based Sarod, but he does give the halacha one little thing. He says, okay, a 13-year-old, even if you want to say that he has no ne'amanot, even if you think that a katan has no ne'amanot, even for glass, the one kula he's willing to do is, right, what makes someone a bar mitzvah?
13
and?
No.
And shtei sarot, right? Two pubic hairs.
Ah.
Right? If he doesn't have both, then he's not a gadol.
Right.
And the general halach is that for rabbinic law, once someone is 13, we assume he's a bar mitzvah, and we don't check if he has shtei sarot.
Right. Yeah.
So for example, for minyan...
So you trust his mind.
What?
You trust his my.
We just follow the chazaka. So right. For a minyan, for example, once a boy is 13, we count him for a minyan.
Right.
But for biblical law, like let's say he's going to lay in Parshat Zachor, right? Most shuls will either not let a 13-year-old lay in Parshat Zachor, or they will actually have to have someone check to make sure he has shtei sa'arot.
Seriously?
Isn't
yes, because if it's biblical, we don't simply rely on the fact that he's 13.
Like reading, what about like reading Parshat V'chagim?
No, that's not biblical.
Oh, okay, so
right, it has to be biblical.
I don't know if it's a Parsha I'm reading.
No, Shtei Sa'arot pubic hairs.
Oh, I read it. Right. I also read on Instagram.
No, down there.
Oh.
Right? Right, that's the two hairs that you need. Now, if he has a beard already, then we know that he already has Shtei Sarot. Right? As the Gemara says, right, the Zakein Lamata, right, comes before the Zakein Lamala, right? The lower beard comes before the upper beard. Right? Once someone has a beard, we don't have a Shaila. Right?
A mustache?
Facial hair. Once someone has facial hair, then we don't ask questions. But the Pesukei Teshuva says we're at least willing to make it on this. Right? That if it's glass and the child is 13, we'll believe him. But maybe by metal not. But maybe by metal, not only would he need to be 13, you would need to know
that he
has a beard.
Or at least he has correct. His hairs. But then he says, Mihu, kill me, but then he says, maybe not. Maybe, even if it's metal and Staraisa, we won't need to check whether the Katan is, whether the Gadol actually has two pubic hairs. Why?
We can assume if he had, no.
Look inside. We're reading. Don't guess. Look inside. Because maybe Tfilat Kalim, even if it's Daraisa, is more Makil than any other Daraisa. Why? Kevan Shim Avar Vishtamesh Bilo Tfila. Because if you use the kli without tefillah, lo nezer masha betocho. Right? Again, like I said, this is important because this little tiny halachic point, right? What does he say? Think about what we've just learned in this one little halach of ne'amanut. Right? Possibility one is that we believe for glass and not metal because it all comes down to daraisa derabanan and depends on metal versus glass. Or we say we don't believe them at all. Why? Because we paskin like the Brich Hadash, not like the Brich Hadash, rather like the Maimer Mordechai, that all tefillah is daraisa. Or we say that even if glass is derabanan, we don't believe because there's a cheskat isur. But whether or not there's a cheskat isur depends on whether we think tefillah kelim is removing a negative or only adding a positive, is a matir or a mitzvah. And then the last shita is that maybe for glass, we'll rely on someone being 13.
But for metal,
we'll actually need to know he's a gadol. Or maybe not, because in the end of the day, tefillah kelim is a less chamur daraisa because it doesn't create an isur. It's only a mitzvah. Right, so do you understand how many?
Unless you were
right,
assuming it was an
you understand how many? Remember, see, guys, I want you to understand from this experiment.
We're just like,
guys,
like guys, the eight guys, different things we did right now together.
What I want you to see is that, right, when I hit your head, right, I hit you over the head over and over with the fundamental questions, right? The reason is because once you get the fundamental questions down, if you want to understand the halacha, it's going to be easy, right? Meaning, if you just read this one Pesukei Teshuva, you'd be like, oh, ne'amanut, right? One little, like seven word sif in Shulchan Aruch. Then you read the Pesukei Teshuva, it's like, why are you bringing up five different shitot? Right? The answer is, if you understand the fundamentals, then understanding where the halacha lamaisa issues shake out is not a big deal.
Did we get this idea from again that glass / metal could be a derabanan taken out of it?
The Rambam wasn't clear, but
good God, what?
The Rambam wasn't clear, but
okay. Let's start. Metal we saw was the original machloket, right? Remember that was because the psukim don't talk about tefila; they talk about paraduma, right? And the question is, once Chazal derived from meinidam mayim shanida tovelet bahen, does that rise to the level of Doraisa, or maybe Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, or does it remain at the level of Dirabana? Glass, it was because the Gemara says the reason glass needs Tvila is because it can be melted down and reconstituted like metal. And the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean biblically it shares the qualities with metal because it's physically similar in that sense? Or rabbinically, because it shares certain qualities,
but isn't actually.
But it's not actually, right? That's machloket pri chadash by Mordechai.
So, but with either one you would go by, metal would still be.
Unless you think that it's not at all.
Like the Rambam.
Okay.
I have a question. If someone forgets,
yes, that's how we paskin. Correct. There are shitot who disagree, but that is the majority position. Right? That is the majority position. That is the accepted halacha, yes. If you didn't tobel it, you can still eat it post facto, yes.
And then remember you can't tobel it.
But not with the intention.
Okay.
They usually like to say it's a mistake if you accidentally forgot to, if you forgot to tobel it, but you can't intentionally.
No, of course not. There's an iser. And we saw it's machlokas with that iser d'oraisa d'rabbanan, but yes. Okay. So now, second point. What is now? Why is this important? Now, let me just play this out for you. Halacha l'maisa. Why is this important?
Whether you could trust a child or not to do that.
Yeah, tell me. When does this happen?
When you have to go yourself.
When you do what?
You send your kids.
Yeah, exactly. This happens all the time, right? People say, "Oh, I can't be bothered to go to the Kehillah mikvah." They give it to their 12-year-old son. Right, or their 11-year-old daughter to go to the Kehillah mikvah, right? Can you do this for Iman Abba? What's the halacha? You can't do that! No! Because if you're not going, you can't believe them when they said, I brought it to the mikvah.
Let's consider.
Right, because they have no ne'amanut.
Yeah, but if it's a
terrible.
I just said.
So why is this so
you just said,
do that,
right? Because they're. That's why I'm telling you, this is wrong.
Yeah,
like, you can't do that.
If
wait,
it's a terrible.
We haven't gone into the full thing. What if you.
No! Wait, that's it! You can't do that.
Wait.
No, you can't do that.
You can't send them off, correct, but if you go with them.
Then it's fine,
right,
because the issue is not the act of tefillah, the issue is the ne'amanut.
Right, but if you said
the child being bar mitzvah or one that, like bar mitzvah. One with no das.
What?
Meaning, like,
it would be anyone else, any right? But no, it has to be someone's bar mitzvah. He needs formal halachic ne'amanut.
But wait.
Right, again, the issue is ne'amanut. You can't believe the child.
But if we said there's not removing anything, it's only on the mitzvah.
No, because. But I'm saying, what is the halacha? You just read in Shulchan Aruch. Ein maminin katan. Nikuda sof sipur. Right?
But
we saw there's a machlokes about glass. I mean, if the distinction is Daraisa versus Darabanan,
right.
So maybe by a glass clay you could.
Wait, but
right?
So
but you're sending him to.
What if you say metals are Darabanan?
Okay, but la halacha. Right? You could defend it. What is the halacha?
Yes, fine.
What is the halacha? I'm asking you. Le halacha, according to Shulchan Aruch. According, right? Le halacha, Shulchan Aruch and Nosei Kelim, right? General rule of thumb in life is that we follow Shulchan Aruch and Nosei Kelim. Not always, but basically, Shulchan Aruch and Nosei Kelim, what do we just see? You don't believe a katan, not argued.
Right?
Glass, we saw Safik in the Nosei Kelim, right? So glass, you could defend. Right, but metal, la halacha.
No.
Right, the only thing we said, okay, you don't. If it's your 13-year-old, so Bishtei Tshuva said, you don't have to know that he has two pubic hairs, right? Shtei Sarod. Right? But you need to know that he's 13, or a girl 12. Right? That's the halacha. Right, so when people send their 11-year-old to the Kehillah mikvah and say, can you help Ima out, can you help Abba out, and you know, take this?
Yeah.
You send, if you. If
the answer is, watching, you cannot.
If you're not watching them dunk it in, but you're with them in the area.
You have to watch them. Put it in.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them put it in. You must know that it happened in a halachically correct way.
Like you went in. You went with.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't
you
matter.
Take your kid to the mikvah.
Watch them.
No. You watch your kid put the pot in the water.
This wasn't with the mikvah.
That's fine. Good. Now, Tuvia is right. Practically, right, what you could do is if you have a 14-year-old child and a 12-year-old child, you can send them together and the 14-year-old can supervise. That's fine.
What
that's what they got all.
Like we're
probably fine. In this case, you saw because we're willing to a little bit make help.
You take,
right?
If your dad, when you were 12, takes you to the mikvah, to the clean mikvah. And he's there standing over you as you put the clean. That's fine. Outside, it's not
fine. It's not fine.
No,
yes.
If you're looking
outside,
the other way, it's not fine.
Here's the case. My uncle took.
He's on his phone, and he's not paying attention.
No.
Not fine.
My uncle had a lot of pots to Tovel. So
what?
He took his two boys with him. He took his two boys with him to the ocean.
What?
My uncle took his two boys to the ocean. They all had pots to Tovel. He took him with him because it's a lot. So each of them had like two pots to put into the water. He's with them and he's doing it with them. The thing is, he's not looking at he's dunking his. They're also dunking.
No,
that was the problem. That was the problem.
No, you can't.
So in those
do that.
Cases, you're not actually seeing them.
You can't do this.
Staring at the kids.
Look at
watching
it.
The kids.
Look.
You have to actually see the procedure.
Now I could give you an interesting kula, which I think probably works, right? Though I've never heard anyone do it, but
secure
in this case. I mean, that's not practical. Show me the record of your security camera. Yeah, that would be fine. But what's an easy way of doing it?
On the phone?
On the phone. Not on the phone.
FaceTime,
right? If you're stuck, I think what you should do, Allah Maisa, send your kid and say, when you get to the mikvah, put on your phone on FaceTime, right? And I'll watch.
Just don't drop your phone in.
It's amazing that.
Yeah, why not? Right, why not? Why shouldn't that work?
My uncle's interrupting.
Right, we use this for cautious things. Right, why not?
But it's the technology of our days. It's not what they mean.
No, I'm saying right now. I'm not saying what the Gemara would do. I'm saying right now. You want to send your 12-year-old... I mean, none of you have 12-year-old sons. But look, listen. I'm telling you. By the time you guys have 12-year-old sons, right, it'll be like... You know, you'll send a hologram. Look, I'm watching you do it. Right?
Hologram will just take the pots with it.
You know, please, I'm going to put on the virtual reality hat. I will be there with you, right? I don't know. I'm sure there'll be more. Like, I don't...
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
You're still witnessing it. It's not...
this isn't edus, right? There's namanos. But this isn't testimony. It's not like I have to record. I just have to know what happened, right? So, yes. So I think that if someone were to ask me, I'm stuck. I need my 12-year-old to go. What do I do? I would say, when the 12-year-old gets there, FaceTime, put the camera like this, with one hand hold of that, with the other one sticking in the, you know, just don't drop the phone in the water, yeah. Right? And, you know. Good. And I'll tell them in advance, right? I am not responsible if your kid drops that phone. That is not my responsibility, right? That is your kid's responsibility. That's on you. Like, that's not a...
Mocha had it worse. The wave just got really high. Knocked his kids over, so we had to fish them out and then all the pots.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Technically, they were all total in the end because he had to get all the pots that were still in the ocean.
Now, look at the Shach and Chavchet. Okay? Now, the bigger question here is, right? The Shach Chavchet, it's on the same Malacha.
Oh, okay.
Right, you see the Shach? Yeah?
Yes.
Shach.
Yes.
No, not Rev Shach. The Shach. Shabtai. Yeah, the Sivzei Goin. The Shabtai Kohen Rappaport. Right? This one. See? Donnie can look at his biography. Right?
He's so young.
Yes, he only lived till 41.
Shach on $70?
What? On Sif Yadala,
that's right.
Yeah. Sifkat and Chavchet. Got it? I'm sorry, on Tedvav.
Oh, okay, fine. Yes.
Now the second halachic question we have to deal with now is not the mono question, but what surprised you about this halacha, these two halachot?
That,
You said it before, you were surprised. I'm not making this up. I don't need to read into your mind what you were surprised. You said it before.
Yes, too much.
No, so we said, you said, what, the only problem is Nehemonot, there seems to be a bigger problem, which is, or maybe it was Nachum, a goy can do it? Like, what is going on here? Yeah. Right? Oh. I'm doing Tilat Kalim to remove Tomar Akum, so what's the solution?
A goy can make a bracha for you.
No, he can't make a bracha for you. So what would you do, right? Can you imagine, right? Here's the scenario, and this should bother you, though we have to explain it, right? I buy a kli from a non-Jew, and then I say, you know what? Here's an extra $5. Could you mind bringing it to the Kalim Mikvah and FaceTiming me when you get there, right? Yeah. And then give it to me, right? You'd say, what exactly did I accomplish?
What's going
right?
on there?
How is it that the goy, right, that I just bought it from, who that because it belonged to him, that created the obligation to do Tefillat Kalim in the first place, he is the reason that what?
And you're tovaling.
That I get. He's the reason I'm tovaling again, and he can do it for me.
Yeah, but it's no longer how his. It's no longer his. It's
still good. It's yours.
But that's just sort of striking. But what's the bigger problem is, what is this clear that you don't need?
Yourself.
So it sounds like, we'll get to Brach in a second. Kavana. Because a goy can't have halachic kavana for this purpose, right? Well, maybe.
He will have to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you're there with having the kavanah.
So, you know, you have to know that it happened, right? So look at the shach. Look at the shach.
The child doesn't have the kavanah.
Look at the shach. So he says, "Katav Bach." The Bach said, "Who's the Bach?" It's like the fourth, fifth time this year, I bet. And what's his name?
Real circus.
Very good. Right? So the Bach says, God of Abach, the Ikar Ta'amo Shal Rashba, Umishim Nebazin Kirav, Perak Beis Dechulin, the Nida Shetavla Blo Kavana, Alta La Tvila, Avaladidon, the Kaimalon, the Kamons of Simon Kovtzadichet, the Nida Boy Kavana, who did the Nida Boy Kavana, who Adin, Achal Alta Lehen Tvila Khan, Dvarav. So the Bach says, right, that there's a machloket in chulin, which I don't want to get into, of whether a nida who goes to the mikvah without kavana to go to the mikvah, whether that works, Okay? So this is different than mitzvot shircha kavana, right? Tefillah is a unique halacha, right? You're right. There's a sugya about mitzvot shircha kavana, and there's a separate halacha about tefillah. Tefillah is its own halacha. Okay? So there's a machloket in chulin whether a nida who goes to the mikvah, whether it works without kavana, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on this. The Gemara says that a ben nida has certain spiritual flaws, right? And therefore, Rav Moshe was asked, can one marry a ben nida, right? Which could mean anybody whose parents were balei tshuva after they were born, or anyone who's a balei tshuva, right? Presumably. Correct. So the child is born from it, right? So
yeah, but there's no problem.
So the Gemara says, right, that a ben nida will have chutzpah, right? So Rav Moshe says, well, if it turns, you have a person who's a ben nida, but they clearly don't have chutzpah, it must be that they weren't a ben nida. How could it be? He said probably their mother went to the Usher beach, right? Because you know they weren't from, right? And their bathing suit was loose, right? Enough, right? I mean, it wasn't skin tight. It was a little bit of room, and that counts as tefillah midaraisa. So it must be that the child really wasn't midaraisa ben nida, right?
This is like a mikvah wise, or you're talking?
Yes, mikvah wise, right? That because you see this child isn't a mechutzaf, right? Isn't brazen. Therefore, you thought the child's a ben nida, must be not, right? This is what Moshe says. But he bases it on this sheet in the Gemara, right? That you don't need kavana for tefillah, right? So if naniach, a woman would just, you know, fall into the mikvah without clothes or with loose clothes, right? It would work, right?
Why? What do you mean?
It would work. The mikvah would work.
Why? She does need.
She does not need kavana.
Are there brachas needed in all these actions? Is my question.
I'm saying if she would fall in the mikvah, yeah, right? So it would work, mm-hmm, right? You have to come up with a case where she's either not wearing clothes at all and happens to fall into a mikvah, uh-huh, right? Which I don't know what that case is, right? But I don't know. She's cleaning the mikvah and she's in loose clothes, right?
She's cruising and she falls off the edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, why is she there? I don't know, okay? But, you know. Anyways. So the Bach says, listen, guys. So the Bach says that if you pass in the other way, that you need kavana for tefillah, for bainida, so then what? So then you would need kavana for this as well, and therefore a goy and a katan would not be able to do it, even if
you were watching them.
Even if you were watching them, yes.
Right. Are the brachas?
But the Shach argues, and he says, "Vekasha, the Haraj, but pasak your Yochanan. What do you want from my life?" He said that's wrong, because the Rajba thinks what? That a nida needs kavana, and he holds that by a kli, you don't need kavana. Oh, so now conceptually, tell me before we read the next line of the Shach, why would you say that a nida needs kavana to go to the mikvah for it to work, but a kli doesn't? So either Doraisa Darabon, maybe, right? Or
nida is removing something.
Good, thank you. And that's what the Shach says. He says, look inside. Ela'ikar taimo shel harajba, who did tefillah d'hachar shayni. He said, no, tefillah kelim is different. K'mosh evi b'sof simen zed, dvarav d'mechalek kei. Chen kosa v'dor z'abayis, sof sim reishnon zayin. Even if you think that a nida needs kavana for her going to the mikvah to work, by tvila on a kli, right? By tvila on a nida, it's clearly removing tumat nida. But by a kli, it might only be adding a positive, and therefore, eina mitoma letara. The eina oseret mashabala tocha kodem atvila. It doesn't remove the negative. It doesn't trace things up if it's cooked in it. The eina elagzerara katuv. It's just exeris hakasuv, or we can ask, is a mitzvah, however you want to formulate it. Minale deboy kavona kan lushono. The chenira dad harav. Shesodim gandhi givre mechaber. The chenarke moshe. Pazak stam givre mechaber. Va'od midloka de basif yodalika. Ve'kadon tzarch lalamdo. Sheikhavin latar. And then the Shach proves it. And he says, you know why? How I know this is true? Because normally, by things, there are certain things that you are allowed to have a katan do for you. If you have a katan, a gadol omid al gabav, and you tell the child, have kavana. Right? Right, and sometimes if the adult stands there and says, this, right, do it, kavana, it works. Right? But here we say that as long as the adult is present, it works even if he didn't tell the kata and have kavana. Why not?
He's still watching.
He doesn't need kavana.
Because you don't need kavana, because tefillat kli isn't removing a negative, it's only adding a positive. It's exer zakasuv, right? It's a mitzvah, whatever formulation. Even doraisa.
Even doraisa.
And therefore, it just needs to go into the mikvah, and therefore, even if what?
You weren't there.
So even if a goy does it, even if a katan does it without kavana, even if.
You did it without kavana.
Or what's the ultimate case of not kavana?
A goy doing your
dropped it in by accident.
Yeah, it fell in by accident. It fell in. You live, right? You live. You have this beautiful Nachum's, right, seaside house, yeah. Right?
Which one?
What?
Which one?
The one that's
the one that's actually in the water.
Yeah.
The one that's on stilts in the water. Fine. So Nachum is there, right? Nachum is there, right? And he's holding a becher, right? A good metal, right? Suffolk, right? Mamish Doraisa, right? And he's about to make a lechayim, right? And he's standing over his porch, right? That's jutting out into the ocean, right? And he realizes gewalt, right? There isn't tefillah. I forgot to be told this. So he's about to take it inside. At that moment, right, a bird comes and knocks it out of his hand, right, and it falls into the water, right. But then a wave comes and it washes it back ashore.
I love
right?
the fantasy here, Rabbi.
Good. So now Nachum picks up the cup. Does he have to dunk it back into the ocean to do tefillah?
He doesn't. So.
No!
God did it
he
for
was Yotze. God did it for him, or the seagull did it for him.
What?
No, he lost the bracha. He lost the bracha. What can you do?
Are the means derabanan or something?
What?
Are the brachas...
No, you think derabanan.
Because a katan can't do it. A goy can't do it.
No, a katan can do it, and a goy can do it. He just isn't believed. I just said, a goy can do it,
yeah.
And a katan can do it.
Okay, great, but
you just aren't believed.
Hold the bracha.
We haven't gotten the bracha yet. Right? I'll mother the shoes, mother. Right? Okay.
She's gonna say, "You don't believe me? You think I'm a liar?"
Okay. Good. So that's what the shach says. You happy now?
Yeah, I guess.
Good.
So
now, what about the bracha issue? Right? Because now you'll tell me, wait a second, wait a second, right?
Well, it kind of sounds like this. You don't even need a bracha. If you can do it without kavana,
right? Now the Taz says this as well. Okay, and he quotes the Rajba.
I guess you're saying make it from the
It doesn't seem like you need a bracha.
Okay, so now look, guys.
Make the bracha before you give it to
look at the end of the Taz, okay? Look at the Taz Yud Zayin. So the Taz Yud Zayin, he quotes the similar machlokes of the Shach, of the Rajba. Got it? Not on Sif Katan Yud Zayin. On the same Sif.
Yeah.
Right? Got the Taz? Yud Zayin, Alta Lehem Tvila?
No.
Taz, Sifkat. No. It was the same place where you just were.
Oh,
right? On that same Sif.
Right?
Ted Vav, the Sifkatan Yud Zayin. In the Taz. Little letter in Taz Yud Zayin.
It's right there. Yes. Astral Lakesh.
Good. So first he quotes, right? Lechora Mashma Lashon Dafka Diavar, Vachal Chilalo. Right? He gets to that whole thing. But go towards the end. Three lines from the end or so. He says, Aval Timiyali. Hech yivarech al mashe yadbil obet kochavim. VaYisrael ino seklum. He said, but wait a second. Leaving aside all the questions we've just talked about, what's the problem?
You can't do the
bracha. What are we going to do with the bracha? Right? Al karchok ein ro'i lasot kein lechatchila. And therefore the Taz says, everything we've said is only true on the level of the tefillah. But because you can't make a bracha, right? So he says, in this case, can you make a bracha? No. And therefore, it's better to not have a non-Jew do it. Maybe a katan you can, because a katan can make a bracha, you know, whatever. And that's why he says, Shulchan Aruch uses the language of alta lehem tefillah. The tefillah works, which implies it works, but maybe it's not ideal. right? Aval em Yisrael mitabel gam kein ezek li bo tosha. But the Taz says, you know what would be lechatchila? Lechatchila shabbat lechatchila?
FaceTime him and you. Oh wait, he probably.
No, you can't make the bracha. No, the caterer case. Right, the caterer.
With
those right,
Jewish waiters
he, right, he goes Jewish waiters, non-Jewish waiters, and they're all there. Right, so in that case, lechatchila b'dieved. The chatchila, why?
Because he could have one of the Jewish waiters.
Because the Jewish waiter will say the bracha al tefilat kelim, right, and he will both right. He'll be toveling and watching the non-Jews. Did anyone lose out on a bracha?
No.
No. So he says, if the only right. So he says. From the vantage point of tevila, it's a perfectly good tevila. But b'di'eved, right? No, but lechatchila, we wouldn't want you to do it without a bracha. Because if a guy does it, you can't do a bracha. But if you can come up with a situation where you're making a bracha anyways, because once you make one bracha, right? No matter how many kelim you're doing, you're still making the same bracha of tevilat kelim, right?
If you accidentally say kli, and then you have more.
It's also fine, right? It's also fine. Right? The gam gain ezek klibo tosha al shall we call him mitzayir lo lahat lo shar kelim nimtzad the kaya bracha mash yisrael lo says shapir dami zemai tshuva ramban shezacharti and therefore the Taz says la halacha from the vantage point of the mikvah of simply tvila it's totally fine to have a guy do it. The only problem is
the bracha.
The bracha. And therefore he says so to send a guy to do it by himself right that would be not ideal. But if you're there and you're right, you're a caterer and you just have
your non-Jewish worker and your Jewish workers go.
Good. So then it's total. Then it is fine. Lechatchila.
Why?
Because once you're making the bracha, anyways, right? So it's fine.
Yeah, but you said if everybody leaves.
No. I mean, if you have one Jew, right? If you have a Jew there making a bracha,
yeah,
right.
Well, there's no problem into it.
Correct, because you've solved the tefillah problem and you've solved the bracha problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the Shulchan Aruch holding about glass?
Yes, and say, right? That's what I said, right? Nobody, right? Early says. Oh come on! Oh, that was annoying. One second. Okay, but again, guys. See, this is going to get us through quicker, right? Meaning if I had given you everything inside, right, we would never finish. But now you understand what I did, right? Was I gave you everything, right, sort of intensely, right, conceptually, and now...
It puts enough pieces and all the pieces together.
Okay. Now... There is another possibility, right? Which is that maybe even if the guy does it, you could make a bracha, right? You could make a bracha, right? Why?
Because it's
right. Why would you be? How could you make a bracha if the guy is doing it?
It's your kid.
You're just doing
it through him.
Good, right? But what does that mean? What do you have to say about tevilah that the mitzvah is?
No,
have it done rather than to do it, right?
It's removing
to make sure that your kli goes to the mikvah, not to do the act of tefillah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So because otherwise, how could you make a bracha for an act that somebody else is doing? So let me just read you.
The kli could walk itself into the ocean. Technically, you saw it happen.
As long as then you couldn't make a bracha because you're not causing it, right? But if you ask the guy to do it, you're at least the cause, right?
If he says your shliach.
No, I mean the kli. The joke being that the kli could walk it, you tell it to walk it.
That would work, but in terms of bracha, I'm talking about even in terms of bracha, right? So let me just read you a line from the, guys, let me just read you from the Hartzvi for a moment, from Hartzvi Pesach Frank, and he says, V'hine, im nemar d'v'chol mitzvot aseh, gama yidei groma, zehu kiyuma, apshalasu b'yadayim mamash, right? Maybe all mitzvahs you'd say that even if you cause it, rather than doing it with a direct action, it counts. Im kein yesh lomar, l'fum riyata ba'osa yidei nachri, nama lo gara mi grama d'alma. So therefore, doing it through a guy shouldn't be any worse than doing it. V'efshar od lomar d'adiv nami mishar grama, and maybe tefilat kelim is better. Sorry, he's talking about mazik. He's talking about damages, but then in the middle of his context of damages, he says, "Lufizeh lo rechoka ilomar demitzvah tefilat kelim dealfinon mikra detaviru b'mayim." Right, and he said, "What's his proof? Because what does the pasuk say? Does the pasuk say tovel it?
No, it says any water.
No, what does it say? What's the word? Taaviru b'mayim. What does taaviru mean?
Through water.
Let it pass through water. What's the language sound like?
You can throw it under a sink.
You need to cause it to pass through, not...
have it pass through.
Not do, you don't just have to do it yourself. And therefore, the Hartzvi suggests against the Taz. Where the Taz says... you're going to lose the bracha, and therefore lechatchila you shouldn't do it unless it's the caterer where he's just having, he's making the bracha anyways. Right? The Hartzvi says, no, maybe if you go with the guy, even if you don't do any tefillah, you can make the bracha. The alfinu mikra de taviru b'mayim, the gam b'madlai nachri ha'oseh ledat Yisrael omed al gabav. So if a guy does it because a Jew instructed him and he's present, chashiva Yisrael ko panim legoreim, ki goreim lekiyum ha'mitzvah, the Jew is the direct cause of the mitzvah. Ugramato chashiva kilu hu ba'atzmo kiyem ha'mitzvah. And therefore his causation is if he did the mitzvah himself. V'shapir mivarech k'chol birchot ha'mitzvot. And therefore what? You can make the bracha.
I mean, if you went with
the Jew, even though he's not doing anything.
If you went with him already, I wonder. If
now he suggests that maybe even the Taz. No. Now the Jew is not even doing anything. Yeah. He's just there. The Hartzvi says he can make the bracha.
Yeah, what's the problem then?
Normally you can't. If you're not doing a Maisa mitzvah, you normally can't make a bracha. But the Taz says maybe tefillah came as unique. Because there's no mitzvah to do the act of tefillah, there's a mitzvah to make sure that it's done. And therefore, maybe even if you have a guy do it completely for you, right? The Taz says if you do it a little bit and he does it with you, right? This simple pshat in the Taz, right? Then you make the bracha. But if you do, but he does it by himself,
you'd still make the bracha.
No, if the guy does it by himself, the Taz seems to. Right, now the Hartzvi isn't sure the Taz means this, but I think that's what the Taz means. But the Hartzvi himself says, no, you could make the bracha. Because the mitzvah is simply to ensure that it went through the mikvah. Not to do it, to make sure it happened.
If he, in the case they give, if he's going to follow him to the to wherever they're going to do tovola, he might as well do it himself. Why wouldn't he do it? If he came with the goy, why doesn't he tovola?
Because you're assuming it's an easy thing to tovel. You're assuming it's an easy thing to tovel.
Oh, you mean like
what if Naniach? It's an 80-year-old elderly gentleman, right? And he has a good yeshiva-sized cholent pot, right? Not the ones you have. The ones we used to have in Gush for 500 people,
yeah.
Right? Pots that are like, you know,
even bigger than the ones we have here, basically.
Yeah. Have you seen these things? You can like climb into them.
Yeah, I know. But you see, yeah. It's bigger than that.
Yeah, it's like the ones you can.
He's talking about a cockpit.
It's like the ones you can climb into. You know, like those size, right? So he gets a big, you know, healthy 6'5" guy who works for him to bring it. Why doesn't the old man do the tefillah? Because he'll fall into the mikvah with the bot. Like, I don't know. Come up with a case.
Think of it. His age. You would have been retired.
Guys, listen to me.
At least he's not a bot character.
Yosef, listen to me for a minute, okay? In addition to learning Torah this year, in addition to, you know, maybe being convinced that you should be more well-rounded about things, right? I also encourage you guys to understand you need to be a shtickle creative. Because, you know, cases happen!
You want to hear the creative thing? I didn't want to say it. That some, like, quadriplegic Jew had a disease of goy break.
Yeah, it could be that! Whatever.
I don't want to say it,
yes,
though.
Yes, these
Why?
Things happen.
Those things happen.
Those things happen! Yeah. Yes!
It seems
right?
Odd to discuss to the recording of quadriplegic people.
Why? That Why? These things happen.
It's not like you're offending. They have these cases of a quadriplegic Jew who needs
tefillah.
He has someone to do it for him.
Yeah, oh, that happens.
You can have it. To be honest with you, the person, I would figure to be retired and have already the total pot.
What? You could have it, whatever. Correct. If someone is right, an elderly person has a total. Exactly. I'm saying there's so many cases. Yosef, there's not like a big chiddush, right? That people who are older, right, have helpers. They're not always Jewish,
right?
So they can, so yeah, maybe, and maybe, so he says, I know you don't have nemanos, right? So I'll go with you, right? Take me to, right?
I can't lift the pot myself.
But I can't lift the pot, right? He's in a wheelchair, right? The guy wheels him, he watches him do it, right? It happens all the time. It doesn't have to be a quadruple, it doesn't have to be so extreme.
Yeah.
It could be an elderly guy, right? It's not like
often an elderly person, I usually assume that they, because anyways, if they're in a retirement home,
have
it's
you
already
seen,
owned by the
Some of these tefillah, Kalen, some of these Kalen mikvahs are up a stair. They're up a stair.
Yeah,
right?
Johnny,
you have to at least stand up to do it, right? You know, they're a few feet tall, right? Yeah. There's all types of reasons, right? Whatever, you know? Like you don't need creativity. It's not like, this isn't even like such, it's not like a crazy case. It's not my seagull case knocking his becker into the water, right? Right? Like, this is simply like, he can't do it. I don't understand. Okay, good. So that is, we've done three sifim and Shulchan Aruch, and you've gotten a few halach l'maisa things here, right? Just to review, what did we do? So bracha, we say al tefillah kli. I will just add one thing about bracha, is that many poskim say that if you have a metal kli and a glass kli to bring to the mikvah, so then you should make the bracha on the metal kli, just because if it's d'oraisa, and have in mind, right? Meaning, right. If I already have a choice. What? Kalin. Kalin. Because you would make a bracha on both.
Right.
Right?
But it's preferable to do it on metal because it's d'oraisa.
Because, correct. Because if they hold it's d'oraisa, fine. Now, they also say what's obvious is that, let's say you have a kli which is suffik, whether it's chayev, right? Because of the coating, whatever. Correct. So there, so let's make the easy case before you get to your case that I'm not sure the answer, right? The easy case, which is you have a metal kli, right? And you have three metal kalim, right. Make it easy, and a bunch of kalim that are suffik, right? Like, you possibly like the broyers community, and you're tovel plastic misafik, right? The broyers, they tovel plastic misafik. Yeah.
Why?
We'll get to this. We've talked about it a little bit. But they paskin that you have to tovel plastic, but they don't make a bracha.
Right.
So there, it's clear. Then you...
Plastic could also be melted.
Because of the... Right, exactly. So then what do? You make the bracha al-tefillah kalim, and have in mind the ones that you make the bracha plus the suffix. That's easy, right? right, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure about your Shaila of what happens if it is, right, if you have one kli, which is Vadai, and one kli, which is Safek, whether you make Al-Tvilat Kli or Al-Tvilat Kelim. I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world either way. Like, you know, I don't think it's the end of the world.
Since it's a kli, you're still able to add more to it.
I'm saying, I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world. It's not like you're going to make a new bracha, right? Let me just see if I can find it here.
Yeah, you say kalim, it might be there.
I'm saying like it's not the worst thing in the world. Like, because there's two. Because some poskim say that you make tefillah kalim always. Because a tefillah kalim doesn't mean the kalim you have in front of you. Yeah. It just means kalim in general, right? So it's not like the biggest deal if you said tefillah kalim,
right?
It's not like this is not like, right. I mean, if you want, we can spend time on this little thing, but right, and now, I mean, I'll say this quickly outside. Some of the Achronim don't like this whole thing, because they say, why is there a difference between Al-Tfilat Kli and Al-Tfilat Kelim? But most Brachot, we don't do that. Right? And therefore, certain post-Kim...
The whole thing is a whole versus...
Right, and therefore, it's, you know, not all post-Kim agreed with this.
You told the pot for me.
Right, right. To the, God.
What is this? Is that like?
What are you doing? What is going on?
We always make fun of Donovan being an old guy. So he just, I got up of having back pain. So I just made a joke about him asking me to total his pot for him.
It's going
on. I said that already.
The Filipino.
Huh? Hey, good fault.
I'm not Filipino.
My guess is, Nachum, my guess is that you would just say Al-Tfilat like Kalim. Because the Aruch HaShulchan says that the minhag, at least where the Aruch HaShulchan lived, was not like the Shulchan Aruch, was to say Al-Tfilat like Kalim always. Right, because Tfilat Kalim was just plural.
Right.
I mean, not this clique,
in general.
Right? And the Pri Chadar says that B'di'evit, if you said Al-Tfilat Kalim, you are Yotze. Right? So the better language is Tfilat Kalim. So my guess is that, I would say that pretty comfortably, if you had one clique, which is Vada, and one clique was Safik, you would say Al-Tfilat Kalim, because according to the Aruch HaShulchan, that's what we always did.
You can't be wrong.
Right, you can't mess it up. Right, the whole notion that in this particular case we distinguish between Kli and Kalim is very weird. Right, the whole notion is weird. Normally we just have Tfilat Kalim, meaning Kalim in general, right? Not like the Kalim in front of me, right?
Right, you're not totally all Kalim in general. You're totally this
Kli. Correct, but brachot.
Yeah, but the mitzvah only applies to this Kli. It doesn't apply to...
No, but in general when you make brachot, right, that's not how you do it, right? You don't say... Right,
I understand, but here it's not applying. Even the bracha is not even applying to all kalim.
No, no, I know, but when you say a bracha, it's generally it's a generic bracha. We don't, you don't change it based on. Right now, the Mishnah Halacha notes that we might by Eiruvin we do seem to have this, right? So the Mishnah Halacha to the source might be by Eiruvin, because Eiruvin is not true. By Eiruvin, if you're making two Eiruvin at the same time, like an Eiruv Chatzerot and an Eiruv Tavshilin, then we do actually say on mitzvah on right. We say the bracha on mitzvah Eiruvin. Right, so there is
similar to this.
Chris says maybe that's the source, but it's just 1 second. So it's still pretty a weak source,
right?
The main language is Al Tfilat Kelim, and therefore I would guess, right? Again, some posts come say you always make Tfilat Kelim. Or Chashulchan and Prichadur says B'diavad. So my guess, right? That, like whenever you're in doubt,
you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with Tfilat Kelim. Yes, Tavia.
And when someone puts his hand in the ocean, and washes his hands, he says, "The cute them, the filate them." That's the halacha, or just
yeah. But that's because it's different ma'isa.
From Otsi.
Yeah, but that's because it's different ma'isa, right? It's al tefilat yadayim rather than al tefilat yadayim.
You could just do this in the ocean, and that's the tefilat yadayim.
You do tefilah. It's al tefilat yadayim. Correct.
Eat bread.
Okay, so we'll do yes. Okay, so we'll do more tomorrow. But I think this is going to be the structure because Nachum wanted to do halacha ma'isa, but I want to always bring it back to the conceptual. So right. I think going through Shulchan Aruch and bringing up the issues and showing how it comes from what we already discussed, I think is the best.